Lord, I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak to your people on this Reformation Sunday. I pray that the word that I bring them today will encourage their faith and increase their joy. In Jesus' name, amen. This message has been on a very interesting journey. I wrote it originally for jail, and then John Wesley happened to it, by which I mean I was gifted with a collection of Wesley's greatest sermons by Rick Walters, who was here with us, and I undertook to read the book that was given to me. Got to the top of the pile of books I had to read, and I was profoundly moved by the last sermon that John Wesley was allowed to preach at Oxford University, where he was a don, or a fellow. He had a fellowship at the university, and the reaction to his message that Sunday was so strong that they never invited him back. Meaning there was an awful lot of negativity attached to the message and to John and to all that was happening in the Church of England at that time. And, of course, we lived centuries later and are not aware that the church was pretty dead, was a dead church. And he was an evangelical voice in that dead church, preaching Christ and bringing life where there had not been life. And the text for my message today is, in fact, the doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, with the emphasis on all. And I want to suggest to you that there's a kernel of truth in the doxology that we really need to take hold of and nourish. Amen? We need to keep our awareness that God is the source of our life. God is the source of our hope. God is our strength. And God is our salvation. So after John Wesley happened to me, I had to rewrite my message. And it became clear to me that I needed to tell you three things about what I believe. And I've labeled them in the message. If you want to get a copy, you can download it online. It might be worth doing. It's up to you. I'm calling them Credo 1, 2, and 3, and I want to share them with you. Credo 1, saving faith is Christ's salvation. Or if it's phrased differently, saving faith is the way of salvation divinely revealed and imparted, bestowed, and given to us. Salvation is a gift. I wish to demonstrate this Christ salvation is not merely mental assent to some truths or to special knowledge, but it is an entire trust in Jesus. A heart and soul matter. Trust. So by Christ's salvation, the gift, we come to trust in the Lord, his life, his death, his resurrection, and his ministry. And by Christ's salvation, I want to point out that the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, his death and burial and resurrection, are a pivot point upon which everything either stands or falls. You and I, as Christians, are gifted to believe, trusting in the resurrection, that Jesus lives on, that he's not dead but alive, that he is the risen one, and that he is reigning even now as the Son with the Father. Furthermore, we believe that he is returning to this world to usher in his everlasting kingdom, in which we shall live together, love and enjoy him and each other forever and ever. Amen. That's my first credo. I offer it to you. Here's the second one. It's based on Galatians 5, 16 to 26. So if you want to know what the scriptural foundation is for what I'm saying today, you need look no farther. That's the passage. Paul writes about walking in the Spirit. And as we walk in the Spirit, we do not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. It's a fundamental tension and opposition in this life. And if you find yourself walking in the flesh, you can be sure you're not walking in the Spirit. Because those who walk in the Spirit